Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today the topic is varied, but it is inspired by this week's A Dad's Point of View column called Mind If I Whine? It was me whining, and you can read the column, and I will talk about the need to occasionally whine and vent, but we are going to talk about some politics with our regular returning guest, Sherilyn Laban. Oh, I'm so happy she's back, and I can't imagine how we'll even begin to cover all that I'd love to discuss with her in one segment. We also have Dr. Jennifer Weberman back to talk about therapy issues, and she has some specific ideas of what she'd like to talk about. And I have a special guest, Drew Izzo from Athlete.com. He's the CEO, and he is also going to be my guest on Dad Chat tonight with a very special charitable campaign that he's involved with. So you can find my columns at BruceSalen.com. They are carried worldwide, but just go to BruceSalen.com, hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page. You can have a drop-down menu that will give you all the different things that I do, in addition to the radio show tab, which is to the right of the Writing tab, and that will allow you to listen to any of the 167 radio shows I think we've done to date. Commercial free and altogether free. I also would really love you to follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen, like the Dad's Point of View Facebook page, which is a really nice community for Dad Chat and all the things that I do. And finally, if you want to get a newsletter from me once a week and no spam, just go to BruceSalen.com and on the homepage, you sign up where it says Stay in the Loop. Do you remember a week or two ago I told you about a friend's son who was going to have surgery? And then they ended up having to have another one, a minor one. Well, sadly, things have possibly gone a little south, though we don't know yet. As we speak, he and his mom are literally on the way to their surgeon to determine what, if anything, needs to be done because there's been a shift in his recovery. It's not for me to declare or reveal what the surgery was, but let's just say it's in the orthopedic family. So I am asking for my listeners to pray for young Ryan, who's gone through a whole lot, and wish him a speedy recovery, and whatever the current problem is, that it be small and simple to take care of. His mother, Kelly, is by his side, and in fact, I just got a text from her. That's what is a beep beep, probably telling me that they're on their way to the doctor, and I know she's had a very, very anxious night. This is the part of being a mom and a dad that is really hard. We can't always ease our children's suffering, and we can only be there, hold their hand. And what's also extra hard is we need support in those times, yet our kids need us to be a rock. And I know Kelly, and I know that she's being the rock, but I know that our prayers would be meaningful to her and to Ryan. And I actually believe in the power of prayer. I'm not sure how it works, but I believe if enough of us pray for something, it may have an impact on the outcome. So please pray for Ryan that he recover quickly and that his mom not suffer any more emotional distress from her concern and love for her son, one of four children, I might add. So she's got a handful to deal with. So the news, moving on, my news, the new Because I Said So comic strip is called Dad the Writer. And it is, I believe, our 99th. We will be doing a 100th comic strip, which will be launching our Kickstarter commemorative book campaign. And Kickstarter is a website that allows people to raise money for projects. And in this case, I'm wanting to raise money for a very special edition of Because I Said So, that will have the history of the strip, its evolution, a how-to from the illustrator Michael Voog, and all 100 of the first 100 comic strips. It will be a coffee table book, and in fact, one of the prizes. Kickstarter gives you the opportunity to give people all sorts of different prize levels, and ours will range from $10 up to several hundred, and the higher end one, of which we will only have one, is that you can get this wonderful coffee table book and a coffee table. So I think that's fun. It will be from Crate and Barrel, probably, and you can choose it. And I'm going to turn off my beeping phone because I don't want to hear it beep anymore, even though I'm glad to hear from the person who is beeping it. Tonight at Dad Chat, we are also doing something special. The title's called Running in Cancer. And no, you don't get cancer from running. But as Drew Izzo will explain later, he is sort of the chaperone of an amazing young girl by the name of Winter Venetke. And she is completing marathons on every continent in an effort to raise money for prostate cancer awareness. She is 14 years old. She is amazing. And you will meet her sponsor, Drew, in my show, and you can meet both of them in Dad Chat tonight. Now, those of you that miss my chats, I post transcripts. And anytime that you want to get one, just write me, bruce@brucesallon.com. Tweet me, @BruceSallon. I'd be happy to send it to you. The new I'm Not That Dad vlog is called Golfing in Park City. Park City is likely to be my new home, and we have bought a piece of land there. And in this very short video, you can see my wife golfing and a friend of mine who's a beautiful golfer. You won't see me because I'm embarrassed at this point in my new career in golf. But you'll also see a very excited or hear an excited young man, me, actually not so young, walking the land that we are trying to purchase right now. It appears that we are getting it, but of course there are always deal issues. So it's a short and fun vlog, and I'm like a kid in a candy store as I walk along the property. So coming up next, thankfully, is Sherilyn Laban. I have just cut this first segment a little short, so I actually realized I probably got to call her because she may not know we're early. So stay tuned for Political Talk with Sherilyn Laban.
To it the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative. Mm-hmm. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.